And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 6th of June, 2014. It was on this day, 1933, the first drive-in movie theater opened. It was in Camden, New Jersey, the brainchild of a young man named Richard Hollingshead, Jr. He was managing his father's auto shop in Camden called Wiz Auto Products. And he dreamed of creating something that bring a little fun to life in the Depression. He mounted a film projector on the hood of his car in his backyard and attached a screen to a couple of trees, worked out a system of parking spaces with various ramps and blocks to make sure that every car would have a view of the screen. The sound came from a speaker mounted by the screen. He applied for a patent. He opened his theater on Crescent Boulevard in Camden. The film was a comedy called Wife Beware, starring Adolphe Manjou. It cost 25 cents per car, 25 cents per person after that. There was a kids' play area. There was a snack stand. You could smoke. You could bring your own refreshments. And it felt luxurious, an ordinary motor car transformed into a private theater box. It's the birthday of the man who said, a writer is someone for whom writing is more difficult than it is for other people. Thomas Mann, born in Lübeck, Germany, 1875, author of Buddenbrooks, Mario and the Magician, Dr. Faustus. It's the birthday of Pushkin, Alexander Pushkin, born Moscow, 1799, died at the age of 38, but in his brief life worked in nearly every literary form. His masterpiece was the verse novel Eugene Onegin, about a man who kills his friend in a duel. Pushkin died in a duel. He was married to Natalia Goncharova, the most beautiful woman in Russia. She had many admirers, and one of her suitors was so persistent that Pushkin finally challenged him to a duel and died of his wounds 2 days later. It was on this date, 1889, the great Seattle fire destroyed downtown Seattle, started in the basement of a cabinet shop on the corner of Front and Madison. A pot of glue was sitting on top of a stove. The glue caught fire. Over 18 hours, the blaze wiped out the downtown district and the waterfront. And a year later, Seattle had nearly been rebuilt. All the construction jobs sparked a population boom, and it grew from a town of 25,000 into a city of 40,000. Here's a poem for today by Kevin McCaffrey, entitled No Problem. The problem is there is no problem, and the problem solvers have nothing to do, so they start creating problems out of thin air, out of nothing. Then the problem is not to see that there are big problems everywhere, and it is woe unto him or her who cannot see or who will not acknowledge the problems. They become part of the problem, a big part of it, their apathy or obstinacy, holding progress back until they are educated to the fact that, one, there are big problems, and two, if you are not part of solving them, then you represent the problem the problem solvers have been talking about all along. So you see now how it is. There is no problem worse than no problem. No Problem, a poem by Kevin McCaffrey from his collection Laughing Cult, published by Four Winds Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, offering poetry podcasts to listen to and thousands of poems to read at poetryfoundation.org. And by Lumosity.com, a brain training program designed by neuroscientists that's been used by 50 million people worldwide. More at Lumosity.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assistance by Teresa Burgess. Be well, do good work, keep in touch.